Thank you very much, Reverend Dove. And hello, everyone. Welcome to our Friday morning 10 a.m. meditation. And I heard the last 10 minutes of what Dove was saying. And of course, what I heard is that light is awareness. We could also say awareness is light. So why don't we let that be the inspiration for our meditation this morning? And let's find out where we are taken as we allow that inspiration. You just begin by slowing down. We want to move away from thinking. We want to move away from thinking about ourselves, about the world, about the day to come and the day that we've just left behind. And we want to move into just this present moment. And there's really nothing here right now. Just a little bit of music, a little bit of nature sounds, my voice, but other than that, there's nothing here, which means if we really bring ourselves into the moment, there isn't much to think about. So what we can do is just be still, relax, breathe, close our eyes, and listen. Listening without thinking. Without interpreting. It's a wonderful skill to practice with. The truth is that most of us have no idea how divided our attention is in a day. Our attention chases after one thought, and then our eyes see something which sparks another thought, and our attention runs after that. And then another thought creeps up from somewhere with a different story, and we run after that. We're used to this divided attention. Chaotic attention all day long, so used to it that we don't even notice it as chaotic. We don't even notice it as work. And we don't even notice that we're so addicted to the work of divided attention. We've forgotten how to rest. When we rest, we hold our attention still with one thing. The mind will tell you that's work. But it isn't work. It's natural. The only thing that keeps us from being able to rest naturally is the addiction to divided attention. And so now we will enter into a period of time that imitates divided attention, but it isn't. It's a bridge to resting. It will imitate divided attention because sometimes I will be speaking and sometimes I will not. Sometimes you will have words to listen to, and sometimes there will just be the sound of the music. This apparent shift and change helps the addicted mind to learn to relax. It gives it something to pay attention to. But the reason this is a meditative practice is because your role is to practice just listening. Not thinking, not interpreting, not judging, just listening. When you listen, you don't know what will come next. You don't know if I will speak or not speak. You don't know what I will say when I do speak. You don't know if your mind will like it or not like it. And this is also a perfect part of this practice. It allows you to learn to hold your attention with just listening, even as the environment seems to shift and change and be unknown. This helps you to let go of the addiction to control. We're listening to Pandora, which is online streaming of music. That means that I have no control over the song that will play next. I don't know if it will be pleasant or unpleasant to my mind or your mind. And this is perfect, a perfect opportunity to practice, because we are here just to listen, without thought, without interpretation, without judging. Just holding still and listening attention. When you listen with listening attention, you may need to focus on just listening because of the habit of divided attention. So during the periods when I'm not speaking and there's just music, listen to the music as if you've never, ever, ever heard music before. As if this is a new experience entirely. Listen deeply into the sound of each note, and listen even for the spaces between the notes. your mind tries to identify the instruments, or if it tries to say that you like certain sounds in the music better than other sounds, just pretend for a moment that you're a baby and you know nothing about instruments. You don't know the difference between a piano or a violin. You have no idea of such things. Pretend that you are a baby that has not yet developed any preference. You can't like high notes better than low notes or vice versa. You're just exploring a new experience. Just listen. Addiction to divided attention might make it difficult to just listen. There might be thoughts, there might be images in the mind to pay attention to. If this is the case, then you may need one more thing to help you hold still and attention. Just imagine your ears listening. It's okay in your mind to look at a picture of your ears. It's okay to imagine in some form or another of the music entering the ear. It's okay to imagine even the music dancing on the eardrums. But hold the attention with just listening. And if you need something additional to help you hold still, with just envisioning the ears. hold still, just listening. Or possibly just listening and envisioning the ears. You become more aware of yourself as awareness. This is the natural self. Even if you weren't able to be still, even if the addiction to divided attention was still pulling at you, because I was asking you to be still, because I was bringing your attention to stillness, you may have become more aware of the divided mind, divided attention. If you weren't judging the attention, if you were just noticing it, you are also possibly more aware of yourself as awareness. This is a primary purpose of meditation, is to get still enough, quiet enough, to notice your natural self, which is always present. It's always what you are. And it's okay to use tools in the beginning, such as music or a static visualization, because those are training tools that help us to hold the attention still when we're so addicted to divided attention. And as we hold that attention still, even with these tools, we become more aware of awareness. Again, feel free to listen to this meditation many times if you think it will be helpful. It'll be posted on the Awakening Together website. I'll call it Listening Attention. Thank you for joining me today in this practice. Have a wonderful day.